בוקר אור רבותיי, ברשות מעלת הרב, מעלת דאתרא, ברשות הרבנים, קהל קדוש, פרשת וירא, אברהם אבינו עליו השלום, is on the third day of the Brit Milah, and on that day he's visited by three angels. And the Chachamim tell us that each angel had a specific mission. One of the angels was to give him Refuah Shelema, Malach Rafael. Other angel was Michael. Michael is the angel that's in charge of giving Besorot Tovot, good news. That was the angel that told Sarah, Ka'et Haya U Sarah Ben, that she's going to have a baby. And then there was the third angel, Gabriel. Gabriel, like his name, is Givura, is the Malach of Din, of judgment. Gabriel's job was to go and to destroy Sedom. And of course the question is, I understand why Michael has to come. He has to be in front of the patient to give him refuah. Even though you could give a refuah away from the patient, but the Zohar HaKadosh says it's better to give a beracha refuah in front of the patient because you don't have to mention his name. The Zohar HaKadosh says it's better not to have to mention the name of the person who's sick, because then you're arousing judgment in heaven. But if you're not in front of him, you have to say the name. But if you're in front of the patient, you can just say, in the front of the law, and therefore it's a higher level. Michael wanted to give the news to Avraham Avinu. They didn't have WhatsApp. He has to give it to him directly. But my question is, why did Gabriel have to come? He's going to destroy Sedom, so go destroy Sedom. What does one thing have to do with the other? Furthermore, when the angels come to Avraham Avinu, one of the questions they ask Avraham, Hayeh Sarah Ishtecha? Where is Sarah, your wife? To be honest, to me that's a very personal question. If a rabbi would come to my house and he would say to me, where's your wife? I would call the police. I would say, what kind of person is this over here? Where's your wife? What kind of question? The rabbi asks, Malachet, what do you care where Sarah is? If she's shopping, or if she... But Avraham Avinu was so humble, he answered. I don't know why he answered. I would expect Avraham Avinu to say, hey, derech eretz, we don't ask such questions over here. Where's your wife? By the way, it sounds like, chas v'shalom, like Avimelech. When Avraham went to Avimelech, by the way, the first question, who's the lady over there? Okay, Avimelech, I expect it. But I don't expect it from Malach Hashem. So the great Rabbi Chedushe Harim explained it based on a Gemara in Yevamot. There's a famous Gemara in Yevamot, Andaf Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin. The Gemara over there is discussing, they were looking to see who should be the king of Israel. At the time, Shaul HaMelech was the king. And after Shaul was the king, they needed somebody to fight Goliath. So Shaul, David was the volunteer. So when they brought David, Shaul took off his armor, his clothes, the protective clothes, and he put it on David. Now Shaul was big. David was small. All of a sudden, it fit him perfectly. They had a tradition, whoever these clothes fit, custom made, is going to be the next king of Israel. So everybody started to talk. David is going to be the next king. He said, wait, he cannot be the king. We have to see who his father is. We know he comes from Yehuda. That's good, because the king has to be from Yehuda. But Yehuda had two sons, Peretz and Zerah. The kings come from Peretz. The princes come from Zerah. So they have to see if David comes from Peretz or Zerah. They do a background check, and they see not only does he come from Yehuda, but he comes from the son of Peretz. They said, oh, he comes from Peretz. He has Yehuda. They know his father, Yishai. The clothes fit. They said, you know something? This is going to be the next king of Israel. Anyway, the Hakamim were discussing it. Who walks into the Bet Midrash? A big rabbi. A rabbi for the bed. A rabbi called Doeg Adomi. Doeg Adomi walks into the yeshiva and he says, what's the discussion over here? The discussion is, we found the next king of Israel. Who? David. David? Tamid. Forget about the king. He cannot even come into the Kahal. He's not even accepted. He's illegitimate. He's illegitimate. His father's Yishai. Think about his father. Where does he come from? Who's his grandmother? His grandmother? Ruth Abu Abiyah. The Torah says, Lo Yavo Mo'avi B'Kal Hashem. We're not allowed to accept Mo'avi converts. So Ruth is illegitimate. If Ruth is illegitimate, that means whoever comes from Ruth is also illegitimate. So before you make him the king, he's not even able to come into the Kahal. So the rabbis tell to Egad to me, hey, slow down. We know the Torah says, Lo Yavo Mo'avi. But we have a tradition. Mo'avi, Velo Mo'aviyah. The Isur is only against the men. The ladies are permissible. So Doeg says, that's a big hadush. This is how you read, this is how you learn. You start making dirashot, Mo'avi, Velo Mo'aviyah. So when the Torah says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, maybe we'll make the same dirasha, Mamzer Velo Mamzeret. He says, no, I can't make such a... So just like you cannot say Mamzer Velo Mamzeret, you cannot say Mo'avi Velo Mo'aviyah. They said, hey, Doeg, there's a difference. What's the difference? The Torah tells us why we don't accept converts from Mo'av. Now, I have to be clear. We accept converts, but we cannot marry them. So if somebody converts from Mo'av, they're a conversion. They're Jewish, but we're not allowed to marry them. They have to marry another Mo'avi. Let them marry another Mitzri. Let them marry another convert. But they cannot marry us. So Doeg, they tell Doeg, what's the reason why we don't accept converts from Mo'av? Well, when we came out of Egypt, we were crossing by their land, and we needed food. And they did not come out to greet us. They didn't come out to greet us and give us food. So Borei Olam says, you don't have Derech Eretz. There's a people, nation over here. They weren't asking for free food that we're going to pay for it. And you don't have the Derech Eretz. And therefore, God said, these people have no chesed. Therefore, they are forbidden to come into the Kahal. So the people tell Doeg, who goes out to greet people? Men. It's not derech eretz for ladies to go and... Not kavod. That's why the ladies are okay. It's the men that made the isur. So Doeg, I don't know what you're talking about. I told you that the ladies should go to the men. The ladies should go to the ladies and the men should go to the men. What, the Jewish people don't have ladies? So the Mo'aviyot should go give the food to the Jewish woman. And the Mo'avim, the men, should go give to... So therefore, they're just as guilty. Just like the men are guilty, the ladies are guilty also. Therefore, if the ladies are guilty, Ruth is forbidden, and David is forbidden, and he cannot come into the Kahal, Shalom Yisrael. And they couldn't answer the question. They got stuck. They were about to put a sign up in the yeshiva, David Asur Lavo Bakahal. That's what Gemara says. Ba'el la'achruze ala. They wanted to make a hachraza, an announcement. They couldn't answer the ex question. Until a rabbi came in, and he had a sword. He said, Rabotai, I want you to hear what I have to say. Don't listen to this guy, Doeg. I have a tradition from Shmuel HaNavi. And he's still alive. You can go ask him. Ubedi no kayam. And Shmuel heard it from his rabbi. From his rabbi all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That we have a tradition. Torah Shema'al Peh. Mo'avi velo mo'aviyah. Finished. Okay. You have a tradition. So they tell Doeg, and if you don't like it, we're going to kill you right now. In the olden days, Hachamim were Hachamim. They weren't scared. They used to bring, you know, power into the Bit Midrash. Today, the Hachamim are scared. The committee says something, they run. They put their head down. But in the olden days, the committee said something. They always, who has to open their mouth against the Torah? They took the sword out and they'd kill the guy. Anyway, what happened? So the Gemara says, David is okay. Wait. Gemara says, Mikol makom kashya. Meaning, what about Doeg's question? Doeg had a good question. How come the ladies didn't give food to the Jewish woman? They should be just as punished. Now, we don't care about this question because we have a tradition. The tradition says, mutar, mutar. But still, it bothers us. Why doesn't Hashem have a concern? The men are forbidden. Why? They didn't bring out food. The ladies should be guilty as well. Now, we're not saying that the ladies should have brought food to the men. That's not tzanua. But the ladies should have given food to the ladies. The question of the egg is still a question. So the Gemara says, Mikol makom kashya. The Gemara says, now the biggest hiddush. Gemara says, no. It's not the way of a lady to go out at all. You never can have a claim against a lady. How come she didn't go out? You know why? Because it's the way of ladies to be home. You can never have a question. How come you didn't go out? A man, yes, man has to go out. But it's not the derech of a lady to go out at all. So therefore, there's no claim against the Mu'avi woman. How come you didn't go out to greet the ladies? No. Ladies do not have to go out. Why? Because it's not tanua. It's the way of a lady to be in the house. So the Gemara says, how do you know? He says, oh, because when the angels came to Avraham, the Gemara says this. They asked Avraham, Ayesara ishtecha. And what did he say? Ba'ohel. So what do you learn from there? The way of a lady is to be ba'ohel. So we learned something from there. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Seudah. All the Sadiqim are going to come to the Seudah. It's going to be, you know, Leviathan fish, and a special meat, Shon Habar, and special wine from Adam HaRishon. And after they're going to finish the Seudah, they're going to make Zimun. They're going to turn to Avraham Abinu. They're going to say, Avraham, Chavot, Zimun. He's going to say, no, I'm not worthy. I brought Yishmael in the world. I brought a lot of trouble to the world. Give it to my son Yitzhak. They go to Yitzhak Avinu B'chavod, Kos Kidu, Kos Beracha, Zimun. Yitzhak Avinu says, I have Yaakov, but I brought Esav. That's all the, you know, anti-Semites in the world. So says, you know what? Go to my son Yaakov Abinu. Baruch Hashem, Mitato Shelema. He has 12 Sadiqim. They bring the Kos to Yaakov Abinu B'chavod, Acham Yaakov, Zimun. Yaakov Avinu says, it's true, I have all Sadiqim, but I married two sisters. But it was before the Torah was given. I know, but still, maybe somebody's going to say, oh, he married two sisters. What kind of thing? Go give it to somebody else. Anyway, they're bringing the kos. Every Sadiq, not like today. Today you give it, they grab it. They said, hey, I want the kos today. How come you didn't give it to me? But the Sadiqim, they don't want kavod. They give it to the other guy. They found something wrong. Today they say, what are you giving it to that guy? He's Rasha, give it to me. In the olden days, they deflected it. They gave it to somebody else. Anyway, there's nobody left. Finally, they come to David HaMelech. Hey, David, b'chavod. Now, generally speaking, David was very humble. So we know he's not going to take it. Also, David HaMelech says, Ani avarech v'li na'e levarech. Yes, I will make the beracha. Give it to me. V'li na'e levarech. So they're shocked. Why is David HaMelech taking it? So the Mefarshim say, because we have a halakha, who is qualified to make zimun? The Gemara says in Berachot, the oreyach mevarich. The oreyach, the guest, makes the zimun. So David says, I'm a convert. My grandmother was a convert. I'm a guest in Judaism. Avraham was the first Jew. Yitzhak is the son, Yaakov. You're balabayit. I'm a convert. I came from the outside. So I have a din of oreyach. Oreyach mevarich. Ani evarich, medina el evarich. Why? Because it's the halakha. And the Pasuk says that David HaMelech predicted this. When we say in the Hallel, Kos Yeshuot Esha. David HaMelech said, when the Mashiach comes, Kos Yeshuot, the Kos, the cup of salvation, Esha. Esha means, I'm going to lift up. So the Mefarshim say, amazing Hadush over here. How do we know that David is kosher? His grandmother's root. Oh, but we said, no, but root is permissible. Mo'avi for the Mo'aviyah. But the question is why? Oh, because we don't expect the Mo'avi ladies to go out. Why not? Because it's not the way of the ladies to go out. And how do you know that? You know that from Sarah Imenu. When the angels asked, Ayesara Ishtecha. So from that question, Ayesara Ishtecha Hine Ba'ohel, that makes Ruth Kasher, and that makes David HaMelech legitimate. Therefore, he said, Koshishuot Esa, Esa Rashetevot, Ayesara Ishtecha. That from the Esa, from the question that Avraham Avinu was asked by the angel, that already gives me legitimacy, and now I'm able to make the course. Fine, that's very nice. That makes David kosher. But why did the angels at this point ask the question to Avraham Avinu? What does that have to do with David HaMelech? So the Hadush Harim says that the angel Gabriel was going to destroy Sedom. Who lived in Sedom? Lot. Lot lived in Sedom. Now Lot was the father of Moab. Lot had two sons, Moab and Ammon. And the Gemara says the only reason why Lot got saved from Sedom, not because of himself, he wasn't worthy, but because who's going to come from him? Moab. And who's going to come from Moab? Ruth. And who's going to come from Ruth? David. The Pasuk says, Matzati et David. The Gemara says, Echad Matzao? Matzao besedom. God says, I found David. Where is he hiding? He's hiding in Sedom. So therefore, Lot only got saved, not for himself, but who was coming out of him. Oh, so now the Hadush Harim says, Gavriel is going to destroy Sedom. But he doesn't know, should he save Lot or not? Well, what does that depend on? It depends if Ruth is going to be permissible or not. If Ruth is permissible, then Ruth is permissible. And then David is permissible. Well, go save Lot. But if anyway, Ruth is not going to be accepted, and David is not going to be accepted, so therefore he's not worthy to be the king. So therefore, we have to kill Lot. So there's a big she'ela over here. Do we save Lot or not? What is that dependent? That's dependent on halakha. Is it the way of ladies to go out? If it's the way of the ladies to go out, then there's a claim against the Moabi woman. If it's not the way of the ladies to go out, then there's no claim against them. So the angel Gabriel says, Hadush Harim came to Avram and asked him a halakha question. Ayesara ishtecha is not a social question. It's a question in halakha. Where is your wife? Which is, what is the nature of a lady? Avram says, I know what you're asking me. You asked me, should you save Lot? This is a big question. Yes, that's I'm coming to the Gadol Ador. I need to get a psak halakha. What is the way of the lady? Now, if Avraham would have said, Sarah, she's outside, she went shopping. She went shopping. So it's the way of the ladies to go out. Therefore, the Moabiot ladies should have went out. They didn't. Ruth is forbidden. David is forbidden. I got the answer. Don't save Lot. But he answered, he said, Hineh ba'ohel. What does Hineh ba'ohel teach me? It's the way of the woman to be in the tent. Once you say that, the Moabi ladies, there is no claim against them. How come they didn't go out to greet the woman? They don't have to go out. Hineh ba'ohel. And therefore, the Moaviyot are permissible. Once the Moaviyot are permissible, that means Ruth and Moaviyah is permissible. That means David is permissible. And therefore, what the angel was telling Avraham Avinu, what Avraham Avinu was telling the angel, therefore, go save Lot. So therefore, this was not a social question. That's why Avraham was not offended. Therefore, this was not a question in Chosr Sini'ut. On the contrary, the only one that was capable to answer this question was Avraham Avinu, because he's giving a psak halakha. Finally, many years later, Shmuel and Avi would write a sefer. The sefer would be Megillat Rut, which we read on Shavuot. Now, if you look at Megillat Rut, which talks about the birth of David HaMelech, the last pasukim is David. Every pasuk in Megillat Rut begins with the letter Vav. Vayhi bimei shefot ha-shofetim, vayhi ra'a ba'aretz, vayelech ish, v'bet ha'im Yehuda lagur b'steim, v'atakom hi v'chalotei ha'vshteim. Every pasuk in Megillat Rut begins with a Vav, except eight pasukim. There was a great rabbi called Hakam Yaakov Tarab Maslaton. He wrote a sefer called Bet Yaakov. So he said, what is the eight pasukim that don't begin with a Vav? So he wrote the Rashi Tevot of all the letters. And he found that Shmuel actually put a code in Megillat Rut. Because what's the purpose of Megidat Rut? To prove that Rut is kasher and David is kasher, to give us the lineage. But maybe he's not kasher. Maybe Rut is not kasher and David is not kasher. So if you look at the Pesukim that do not have the Vav, it has the letter Yud, one Pesuk, Yud, a Sheen, an Ayin, a Yud, a Bet, an Aleph, a He, a Bet, Aleph, He, Lamed. Eight Pesukim. Yud, Sheen, Ayin, Yud, Bet, Aleph, He, Lamed. So the Yaakov Tarab, if you take these letters, what does it spell? Yish'i ba'ohel. My salvation comes from the tent. Whose tent? The tent of Sarah. And if we gave a hint in the Megillah, if you look at those eight Pesukim, it comes and tells you that the legitimacy of Yish'i, my salvation, which means the Mashiach, which is David, only comes somewhere, the oil of Sarah. Hence that question, Ayes Sarah, is the question that brings us to Mashiach. Ayes Sarah is probably the most important question that was ever asked. But more important was the answer of Abraham. And what's the lesson, gentlemen? The lesson is that the whole legitimacy of Mashiach is based on what? On Sini'ut. The Sini'ut of Sarah Imenu. And therefore, where there's Sini'ut, there's Ge'ulah. Where there's Sini'ut, there's Yeshua. If Chas v'Shalom, we have a generation that does not follow the laws of Sini'ut, of modesty, by the ladies, by the men. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I bring Mashiach? The whole heter of Mashiach is because it's the derech of a lady to be ba'ohel. And now we have the ladies are going out and they're not dressed correctly, they don't behave correctly. So the Mo'avi could come along and say, or Do'ega Adomi could come along and say, look at it, what's the difference? And therefore, before the Mashiach comes, I don't know what's happening in Brazil because the first time I was here, but if you come to New York, there's a revolution going on. Amongst the men, for sure, but amongst the ladies. All of a sudden, we're starting to see Sini'ut by the ladies. Ladies that were never, it never entered their mind. They're starting to dress more modestly. They're starting to behave more modestly. They're starting to be a little more careful without even talking about it so much. There's something in the air. There's something in the water. All of a sudden now, the ladies are starting to come close to Sini'ut. I know Brazil's a couple of years behind because of the time change. But the point is, this is something that should be on your radar. This should be something in, especially young boys are married, your wives, and so on and so forth. This is something should be a short-term project. Sini'ut is the whole legitimacy of Mashiach because of Sanua, because of Hineba Ohel. That gives us the redemption. So I hope that Bezat Hashem, I see Baruch Hashem, the community is growing. Again, I don't have a right assessment yet. I'm only here for a couple of hours, so it's hard for me to understand yet exactly. But I have a feeling that the direction is correct. But in the direction, you have to add the ingredients of a successful community is when the Sini'ut as well. And then, Be'ezrat Hashem, I pray that in that merit of the Sini'ut, that the community will, Be'ezrat Hashem, follow. And I'm sure they're following it to a certain degree, but it could always be better. Then that question of Ayeh Sarah will be resonating again in our community. And the answer will be Hineh Ba'ohel. And then we'll come to that Se'udav Mashiach, and David HaMelech will say, Kosh HaShemot Esa, U'Shem HaShem Mekla, U'Bal L'Sion Goel, Amen ve'Amen.
Amen.